Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Car insurance rate increases are finally slowing down in 2025. While auto insurance premiums are rising for the seventh year in a row, this year's rates are expected to increase only 7.5% compared to 16.5% in 2024. That according to a recently released report from Value Penguin. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Divya Sangameshwar, an insurance expert and spokesperson for Value Penguin. Divya, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Divya, why are rate increases finally slowing down?
Well, to put it simply, it was a course correction that, you know, drove rates up so much. You know, prior to the pandemic, auto insurance rates were fairly stable. They were going up 1 or 2% every year. And then the pandemic hit, and after that, inflation and, of course, climate risk. So all of these factors have driven up the cost of claims for insurance companies, and they were forced to raise rates to keep up. And so what we anticipate is going to happen is after 2 to 3 years of these dramatic rate increases, they're going to stabilize and, you know, sort of stay the same again for the next couple of years.
So where are rates increasing the most and why?
So the rates are increasing the most in Washington, California, and New Jersey. And the rates here are increasing over 15%. And in these three states, once again, you know, especially Washington and California, it's climate risk that's driving rates up. And in New Jersey, it's just been years of stable rates and pent up demand that's driving these rates up.
Interesting. So how much of an impact are traffic violations having on premiums, Divya?
So let me put it in perspective. Collectively, if a city or a town has a lot of traffic violations, it will have a small impact on your rates. Your rates are definitely going to go up because your zip code is considered risky. But as a driver, if you got a ticket or you got into an at-fault accident or a DUI, you know, the most egregious kinds of violations, your rates can go up by an average of 53% in 2025.
Okay, Divya, here's one that policyholders are really going to want to know. Do we know which insurers are expecting to raise premiums the most and which ones aren't?
Yes, we do. So based on our analysis, the insurance companies that are going to raise rates the most are American Family, Allstate, and Liberty Mutual. And I believe Geico is one of the few companies that isn't raising rates by much. I think Geico is only raising it by 2%. So the takeaway from this is shop around. While these rate increases that we're talking about are for driver with a clean record, your rate increases could vary based on your individual driver profile. You know, some insurance companies specialize in underwriting policies for certain driver profiles, like some are specialists at covering teen drivers, some are specialists in covering drivers with a DUI or drivers with a single accident. So it's so important to shop around just to avoid the financial pain that comes with rising rates.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
You know, there's a lot of talk about electric vehicles these days, and the price of EVs is getting cheaper. What do we know about insurance rates, however, when it comes to EVs?
So at the end of the day, an EV is basically a computer on four wheels. So it remains very expensive to repair and very expensive to insure. Now, on average, an EV is going to be about 23% more expensive to insure. But what we found in our research is that not all EVs are seen in the same way by insurance companies. An EV that's manufactured by a legacy automaker like Ford or Honda or Nissan are going to be 25% cheaper to insure than EVs that are manufactured by EV-only manufacturers like Tesla or Rivian. So if you are in the market for an EV, you might get sticker shock when you get the insurance bill in the mail. So while you're shopping around for an EV, it would be helpful to also shop around for insurance to see how much it's going to cost to insure your EV, because it's a very dramatic rate increase. Now, Teslas, for example, are some of the most expensive cars to insure. So if you're planning to make that switch, make sure you're also looking at the insurance cost so that you're not shocked by how much you'll have to pay each month.
Excellent advice. Now, I'm going to ask you to take a look into your crystal ball, Divya. Any forecast of where rates are expected to move in the year ahead?
I will say that even though rates will trend upwards, the rate increases are going to continue to slow until they stabilize out. And, you know, that's assuming, of course, that things remain as they are right now. My only caveat to that is if tariffs happen, then we're going to see dramatic rate increases again, because about 60% of car parts are manufactured outside of the US. So when it's going to cost more to bring those car parts in, then your cost of repairs are going to go up, and it's just going to increase the dollar amount that, you know, insurance companies are going to have to pay out in claims, and they're going to pass that down to us as drivers in the form of higher premiums. So if all things stay the same, then yes, premiums are going to start to stabilize. You know, we're not going to see them go back down to what they were pre-pandemic, but they will remain fairly stable. However, if tariffs come into place, then we're going to see rate hikes again.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see, yes.
Divya, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. This was great.
Thank you so much.
That was Divya Sangameshwar, an insurance expert and spokesperson for Value Penguin. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.